The Combat Paper Project is currently in residence at Unit 1 at Allen Hall on the Urbana campus of the University of Illinois. What is Combat Paper? It's a collaborative arts project, the initiative of Drew Matat and Drew Cameron. Its primary objective is to work with people who have survived violent conflict, in particular military veterans. How? With paper-making workshops. People taking part use clothing that is significant to them. In the work with veterans, uniforms are transformed into paper, prints, and books. You can see examples of the work at www.combatpaper.org. The Combat Paper Project has been in residence at Allen Hall since last Tuesday. It continues through Friday. This evening at Allen Hall, there will be a creative writing workshop. Tomorrow evening, there will be a poetry open mic. With me in the studio this afternoon to tell us more about the Combat Paper Project are Drew Matat and Margaret Mahan. Drew is co-director of the project. Margaret is one of the project's facilitators, specializing in writing and image production. Welcome to the two of you. Thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you for having us.
Well, at your website, I watched a trailer for a documentary made by Sarah Nesson called Iraq Paper Scissors. And a veteran says something like this: "This is taking bad memories and making something good." Another says, "It all seemed very dumb to me at first, in all honesty." Then she says, once she got going, quote, "It was a totally different thing." Why is this transformative?
I think in many ways, the veterans who participate in the workshops will literally and figuratively take their uniforms and deconstruct it. So they, with the actual object of the uniform, the cutting up of it, the removing of the buttons and the badges and the patches and things like that, and then the snipping it into little pieces, they're actually deconstructing their own experiences. Many of them have negative associations. You know, they've survived firefights. They've seen, combat and been in incidents with where they've been exposed to a lot of trauma. And so they're coming back into our, you know, everyday practice of kind of the real world of the United States, and they're having trouble kind of overcoming daily activities. And so they're able to kind of deconstruct their experiences and then reconstruct them into something new, such as a piece of art. And it allows them to kind of speak from them, the inner soul of themselves, about what they've experienced and share it with other people. So it's kind of a moving on in many ways.
Yeah. Margaret, is there some reluctance at first? I mentioned the veteran who said, you know, at the beginning, quite frankly, I thought this was all really kind of dumb.
I've noticed that a lot of the people who've come to the workshops have come there for a reason. They've come to see what this is all about and to cut up their uniforms and to turn them into paper. So whatever reluctance there may be, I think it's hard to see at first because you're actually seeing them jumping right in there. I think there's a variety of responses, as every veteran has different experiences. So some people might be a little bit more hesitant or quiet or slowly starting to get into it, and then some people might kind of just jump in and be laughing about it or just chatting it up.
So. Mm-hmm. Very individual,
yeah,
then.
Certainly.
Is there any reluctance on the part of veterans in terms of taking a uniform, something that has been, can be symbolically very powerful?
There have been folks who have kind of like are not comfortable with cutting up the uniform. And so when we run the workshop, we ask people to bring an article of clothing that has some kind of personal significance from their time in the military. So we'll take articles of clothing that maybe they had overseas that they wore while they were not on duty or something like that, and pulp it. But for the most part, military folks, that when they exit the military, they keep their uniforms. And so they have an abundance of military uniforms to pulp. And so more often than not, men and women will pulp the most recently worn uniforms. So when we receive them, they're cutting into things that are full of sand. You know, there'll be shells in their pockets. There'll be, you know, just different ephemeral objects in their pockets and kind of pinned to the uniform and stuff like that. But sometimes people bring in their basic training uniforms and things like that because they don't want to cut up or pulp their uniform. But for the most part, people really embrace the project and the activities when they come. This is an all-volunteer thing. Nobody's being court-ordered to chop up their uniforms.
Right, right. Once the clothing is transformed into paper, Margaret, what do people participating in the project do with it?
Well, there are a variety of things you could do with the paper. You could turn it into books. That's, I think, the fourth day of our workshops. We do a journaling workshop, or bookbinding first. So instead of just going home and having the piece of paper just sitting there, we can teach the veterans how to build journals and then have writing workshops with them so they can transfer some of their poetry, or we can actually get them to begin writing poetry to put into there. We also do pulp printing. So we take the fibers from the uniforms and actually beat them down even finer than the particles we would use for paper, and then add a pigment to it so we have a sort of dye. And then we have silk screens that are made from images that the veterans have brought in themselves from their experiences, you know, maybe pictures they took while they were in Iraq or Afghanistan, or pictures of their family. And so they transfer those images into silk screens and then lay the silk screen down over a wet sheet of paper, spraying the overbeaten fiber, the pigmented fiber, through that. And when you peel that back, you have the picture as clear as it was in the photograph.
Yeah. Now, Drew, as I understand it, the Rare Book and Manuscript Library here at the University of Illinois has some pieces created by combat paper. What does it hold?
So, the Rare Book and Manuscript Library at the University of Illinois in Urbana is the combat paper repository. So they hold a number of our pieces, pretty much anything that we've editioned. They have one final piece, plus all the different notes on napkins and kind of drafts of versions of pieces that we've come with. So they're the repository. They hold all the different little bits of the lineage and continuation of the project, the Combat Paper Project's work. So a lot of maybe Drew Cameron's personal writings while he was, you know, in Iraq, or today we just downloaded all his photographs from Iraq, or some of the paper artwork that I had done, and then paper art that Margaret or other team members have done. So it's really all the little bits and pieces, the fibers, if you will, of the Combat Paper Project are housed at the Rare Book and Manuscript Library here.
How did that happen?
To be quite honest, I don't know the whole story of how we popped up on Val's radar, but I believe it had something to do with B. Nettles, who is a retired professor at the university. But I don't really know the story there.
Well, that's a wonderful thing for the library to hold. What inspired you and Drew Cameron to create the Combat Paper Project? You mentioned he's a veteran. Are you?
I am not a veteran, no.
Okay.
I'm probably a veteran of the Combat Paper Project by now. Drew had come back from his term in Iraq and had begun his post-active duty work with the National Guard in Burlington. And so I was offering papermaking workshops out of a studio that I had in Burlington, and Drew took one of the workshops, and we became really quick friends. And so I moved to Chicago, where I enrolled as a graduate student at Columbia College Center for Book and Paper Art. And so while I was away, Drew Cameron ran the studio and continued making paper. And one of the things he started doing was making paper with veterans. He was using stock fibers, just kind of as a means to bring his friends together who were veterans. And so through a series of conversations and interactions, I mentioned to Drew, one of the things you might consider is cutting up the uniform because it's made out of rag and we practice traditional papermaking. And so Drew took the initiative and cut his uniform off his body and told me about what it felt like. And he said, it was a real sense of release. It was like he was taking something that he had a lot of negative transformations or negative associations with and transformed it into something positive, something that he could make a journal out of and, document his feelings. And he traveled around the country and distributed his paper. We entered it into a few different shows and kind of broadcast that we had done this, and veterans started to come forward and say that they wanted to participate in this kind of project. So we then started to seek out grants and academic institutions that might support the project. And so on Armistice Day, November 2007, St. Lawrence University was the first site host for the Combat Paper Project, where we brought in a number of veterans from the Fort Drum area and the Vermont National Guard. And they cut up their uniforms, pulped it, And then we broadcast it to special collections throughout the United States. And the next thing we knew, we had a tour from basically all over the East Coast and all over the West Coast that has had us travel for the last 3 years.
And Margaret, I have one last question, and it goes to you. We have a minute left. Okay. What's your experience been here in Champaign-Urbana with the Combat Paper Project?
It's been a very positive experience and a great start to the tour. I've been able to, as a team, we've been able to spend our time at the Soybean Press and in different printing studios, all working on about 8 different projects. So we've been getting a lot of work done during the day. And then at night, it's been really good because we've been connecting with the students who live in Unit 1 or Allen Hall. And every night we've had about 40 or 50 people coming out. And so it's been a great way to get to know the community while at the same time, getting our own work done and making new connections.
Well, I want to thank the two of you for coming in this afternoon.
Thank you.
Margaret Mahan and Drew Matat are with the Combat Paper Project. It is currently in residence at Unit 1 at Allen Hall on the Urbana campus of the University of Illinois.